Oh, yes. Shimmy, shimmy. Faye, you make it sound so sexy. I love it. I love it. Well, thank you all for tuning in on this Wine Wednesday on your drive home. We're happy to be with you. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery.
Faye Dominich here with our lovely guests.
We are having a good time.
We are.
Commercial break is tasty. Just saying. I may or may not be on my second glass of Russian River. Thank you, Blue Star, for this delicious. Only available by the bottle at Blue Star, Alexander Valley Vineyards. It's sensational. The right amount of oak in the finish. Loving it. Loving it. Quick shout out. Over the weekend, my husband and neighbor and son all went to play at Sandridge, hit the driving range, grab a couple buckets of balls, you know, before the downpour. And it was perfect timing. For any of you that are wondering how you can get more involved, do a little one-on-one with the kids or your guest as they come down, Sandridge creates a really wonderful space. It's a tremendous venue that is very affordable. And, you know, for just a couple dollars, you can get a bucket of balls and have a great morning. There's even an app to set up your tea time. I'm sure that as doctors and people are coming into town, they're always wondering what to do. Sandridge is the premier public golf course here in Indian River. So just keep that in the back of your mind. And, of course, kids get to play for just a dollar. Not a bad gig, huh?
No.
Nice.
And there's not much you can get your kid to do for a dollar nowadays.
Tell me about it, my dear.
Back to school, let me tell you. Back to school and puberty will kill you as a parent.
Right? Every time. This past weekend was tax-free weekend. I know I saved a small fortune.
Yeah.
Well, getting my foxified nails done. What? Faye, did you see my new pink tips?
Oh, nice.
They're
very
sensational.
Nice. Very pretty.
That's right. What do you think, Lori?
Oh, very nice.
Isn't that subtle?
Yeah.
It's really quite classy. I do a lot of, you know, showcase. Casing.
Mm-hmm. Lewis kept his opinion. He was trying to keep his man card right there. He didn't
exactly.
want to comment
Lewis
on the pink
is
nails.
Not going to bite off more than he can chew. He has daughters. Please. He appreciates this little bit of sparkle that's in my tips, I tell you. Open 7 days a week. I had a girlfriend. She said, Anna, I tried a new place. And I said, you went someplace other than Foxy? She goes, did you know that not every nail salon serves wine? I'm like, duh, darling. That's why you go to Foxy Nails in the Miracle Mile Plaza. So you get the full experience. I'm just saying, folks. I'm just trying to steer you in the right direction.
Trying to make you happy.
Trying to make you happy. I know what I'm doing here. Pac-Mail Beachside, you know, we got an entire estate. There was the passing of a mother in an assisted living facility over the weekend. And the adult children all came together. They called Pac Mail. We came out. We made arrangements. We were able to help coordinate the shipping of oriental rugs. There was antique dressers, rocking chairs. So just know that if you need something shipped and it's just not your standard little gift box, Pac-Mail does in fact provide complimentary pickup and the proper coordination and packaging of all of those items. So it isn't just gift boxes anymore.
And they understand the sentimental value of something like that.
They do,
at a time
and
like
how
that.
Emotional. Yeah, it's a very
exactly.
tough time. I'm sure that our guests are familiar with having to deal with the emotional aspect of someone passing. And so this is a great service that Pac-Mail Beachside provides. In addition, you can also pick up the brand new Vero Beach magazine, August publication there, should you not know where to find it, should you not be subscribing. I don't know why. You know, in this edition of the Vero Beach magazine, they did a great 5-page spread on various pools.
You see, that was beautiful.
Famous quote-unquote pools throughout Indian River County. They are spectacular. I mean, some of the endless pools and the decor that goes around it. I bet you throw some amazing poolside parties, don't you, Faye?
I mean, living in South Florida, it's almost like you have to.
Right.
And it's like, if you don't have a pool, you know you have a friend with a pool. And that's the whole point
that's
of
why
having
I'm
this
friends
kind
with
of
Faye. You see how this works? It's a very close sisterhood.
That's
this
the way
is
to
very
do it
important.
There. Friends with pools.
That's
exactly. Right.
This is like friends with boats.
You that's know? Right.
That's right. They're a must-have.
Exactly.
In addition, of course, the hair studio of Vero Beach. She just moved. She's right there on Oslo and US 1 in the Publix Plaza. If you're looking for really affordable hair, color, style, blowout, cut, upcoming wedding, upcoming event. She can get it all done, and she even goes to you. We have a wedding in just a couple weeks.
And she'll be doing the bride, right?
Yes, she will be doing the entire bridal party. Just saying, and she even travels to them. So how perfect is that? And then, of course, lifestyle concierge. I tell you what, Beverly McCormick, you guys share the same last name.
How about that?
She is spectacular, patient and kind, and she knows the best deals. She knows how to coordinate so that you can get your custom draperies and clothing and everything done in the right amount of time. She has the connections. So if you need something done and you need someone with connections, Lifestyle Concierge Javiro is definitely who to call. So I'm hoping that White Glove Moving will be able to move in a whole bunch of new doctors and various staffers. You like that subtlety on air? Nope.
Nice.
No pressure.
None. No shameless plugs
for
here.
The new wing coming up to us here in just a matter of months. As it stands right now, you have upwards of 1,800 employees there at Indian River Medical Center.
That's correct. Yep.
That has to be one of the largest employers of Indian River County.
I think just right behind the school system, we are the largest.
Yeah,
that's amazing. It's a great
bragging
thing
rights. Well, yeah.
So many
that.
Things to brag about.
I know. That's what we're here for. Like when you have a microphone, it's as close to shouting it from the rooftops as one can get.
Very true.
So in the studio, for those that are just tuning in, we have Lewis Clark with the marketing portion of Indian River Medical Center and Lori McCormick, our new Administrative Director of Oncology Services. I guess not so new. I mean, you just celebrated the year anniversary, but I mean, new
cheers
is still
to
new.
A year.
Yeah, cheers to a year. Anything's a party in Faith's world.
Okay.
Make it a party.
We're celebrating.
We're celebrating. Russian River style. I can't help but look at some of these notes. Obviously, we are going to get some new staff to be able to help satisfy this 34,000 square foot two-story building that's going to be able to accommodate a number of patients, both inpatient and outpatient. But aside from that, you also have a lot of new features, new technology that is being put in place that helps Indian River Medical Center now stand out above the pack. What's some of those things that our residents can anticipate experiencing when or should that time ever arise?
Sure. So we are very excited to have the new TrueBeam STX linear accelerator, which is a machine that delivers radiation treatment to our patients. And this machine is phenomenal. It's so precise that it compensates for patients that breathe. And so it only targets the tumor and not the healthy tissue around the tumor.
Ideal.
It's very ideal. It can even compensate for the heartbeat and things
That's
like
amazing.
That. It's amazing. And there's so many more things that we can do with that machine. So we have a lot to offer the patients here in Indian River County. And that is just phenomenal, again, for this size of a community to have such a machine that we can treat with.
Well, hence why you guys are an award winner for the quality and stuff. That you
Absolutely.
Have.
Right.
Yes.
Best hospital 2016. Now, I'm seeing here in my notes, there's also going to be features such as pillow speakers on the patient's bed.
So, yes. So that is part of the call bell system, and that goes with the inpatient unit. And the patients are able to call the nurses, and within that call bell system, they can let the nurse know with just a push of the button whether they're in pain or they might have to get up and go to the bathroom or they just possibly just need something. Mm-hmm. So there's specific buttons that they can push so that the nurse knows exactly what they're going
what their
into
need
the room
is prior.
For.
Oh, that's great.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
This way they can come with the right tools for the job.
The first
exactly.
Time, instead of coming into the room, finding out what's wrong, having to leave if they need something and coming back.
Correct.
It expedites things. That's amazing. That's
correct.
A great thing.
And each of the nurses carries a phone so that the patient can directly call the nurse on the phone and contact them and say, you know, is it soon time for my pain medicine? And the nurse can look and say, yes, I'll bring it right in. So it really helps out. And we've had nothing but wonderful comments about the care and the inpatient unit since it's been open.
Oh,
so it's been a huge success.
And in addition, I see special hospital beds that allow the nurses to weigh patients without requiring the patients to stand.
Correct.
I hope my bed never weighs me. P.S.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Unnecessary, unless in a medical setting.
And the only button I want is for somebody to come service.
She'll take that button.
I'll take that button.
But that's really interesting. I mean, who would have thought that was a necessity? But I could see from...
Right.
It
right.
would be.
It really is. And the beds are phenomenal. They can do so much. They can weigh the patient. There's bed alarms on all the patients. So we can turn the bed alarm on because you don't want patients getting up when there's a fall risk or you've just given them pain medication. So we can put the alarm on the bed. And then if the patient tries to get up, it alarms and then the staff goes right in. And it's amazing how many falls that we eliminate because of the bed alarms.
All entirely preventable now. Thinking outside of the box. I'm liking it a whole lot. Now, just quickly, it says here that more than 1,000 people in Indian River County are diagnosed with cancer each year, ranging from lung, prostate, bladder, and then even breast cancer. Of that, 45% will require hospitalization.
And that's a large percentage for this size community.
It's a large percentage, but when you break it down between the surgical cases and the, you know, medical oncology cases, it's broken evenly. A majority of that is through the surgical cases because that's usually your first physician that evaluates you to see if, you know, you can eliminate that tumor by surgery.
And a lot of it can be?
Yes. If caught early.
That's some light at the end of the tunnel.
Early detection.
Early detection is key.
That's right.
And when we get back from break, maybe we can share with our listeners some of those key age years that there should be in the back of their mind for the scheduled prevention. Hey, you know, you should do a checkup here, here, and here. Sure. But in addition, we want to remind you to visit theveroinsiders.com so that you can find out who our sponsors are. Follow us on social media with all sorts of great, clever things that we come up with throughout the week. And there's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. Don't go anywhere.
Smooth hair with Cobalt Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
Moving is so overwhelming.
It can be, but not with White Glove Moving and Storage. With us, you play, we move. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, White Glove is the team to count on, offering full-service moving solutions, from boxes to packing, even rehanging of the pictures in the new place, or just help with the big and heavy stuff. So as you prepare for that upcoming move, be sure to call White Glove at 866-GLOVE-10. White Glove, we put the love back in moving.
There's a place nestled right away, but right in the middle of Vero's beautiful beach. It's the Caribbean Court Boutique Hotel, a sophisticated, charming, and intimate hotel with 18 elegant guest rooms, steps away from the ocean for your weekend getaway or your guests that come to stay. Within the Caribbean Court is the Maison Martinique Restaurant. Fine and award-winning dining. Through the month of October, try their hugely popular three-course prefix menu, just $21.95. Or from their regular menu, escargot à la crème, shellfish or tenderloin, rack of lamb, and more. Then just steps up the way, Havana Nights Piano Bar with spirits and tropical-like cuisine, and a great lively crowd with music to dance to. Happy hour from 5 to 6. It's the Caribbean Court Boutique Hotel, Maison Martinique Restaurant, and Havana Nights Piano Bar, South Ocean Drive, Vero Beach. Caribbean Court is a member of the ITEX trading community. Your ITEX dollars are welcome. 231-7299.
You know Fujiyama as Vero's favorite Japanese steakhouse, sushi bar, and hibachi grill. Now Fujiyama announces lunch and dinner Asian fusion, Chinese, and Thai, with all day, all night, $4 popular cocktails too. Early bird dinners Monday through Friday from 4:30 to 5:45. Kids eat free all day Sundays with a paid adult. Place your order online at FujiyamaVeroBeach.com. Fusion comes to Fujiyama in the Marshalls Plaza, Route 60, Vero Beach.
To you, spare time is a foreign concept. That's why it's so great that Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach is open on Saturday. Now you can see the dentist without missing work. Now that's a reason to smile. And here's more. Right now, an x-ray and cleaning is only $79. Get a complimentary Invisalign consultation and receive $1,000 off Invisalign. Plains Dental Arts is open Monday through Friday and, yes, even Saturday. Call Dr. Alex Plains for an appointment today. 231-6004.
Part of the ITEX trading community, your ITEX dollars are welcome.
It's always the wine on Wine Wednesday. Thank you for tuning in. We're in the home stretch. You're listening to the Vero Insiders. I'm your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery.
Faye Dominique, welcome back.
Put down the iPhone.
It's an iPhone. You don't put it down.
She's so adorable. It was like...
I'm pushing the button. I'm trying to get somebody in.
She's texting while turning her microphone. It's going to be the new law. Don't turn microphones and text.
There you go.
I'm just teasing. We're having a wildly innovative and incredibly stimulating discussion here on the all-new Scully Welsh Center that's coming to Indian River County before the end of the year is up. And it's going to offer some really amazing oncology services for local residents and for those in our neighboring counties as a quick hop, skip, and a jump up from their neck of the woods.
It's really centrally located, the hospital. You can't really beat where it's at.
I know. It really is very convenient.
And we see patients, you know, definitely from the St. Lucie market there, and even the South Brevard market. You know,
makes perfect sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Before we had gone to break, we were talking about preventative and how in some stages of cancer, if you find it soon enough, with just a quick surgical procedure, tumor can be removed. All is good. You can drink wine and have a good time at the Blue Star. Life is amazing.
That's good.
However, it's important for our listeners to know what some of those preventative procedures are and whether or not there is a range of age in which they should think, okay, I'm almost there. I should probably get checked out for this. Mm-hmm. So Lori McCormick, Director of Oncology Services there at IRMC, would you share some of those standard procedures with our listeners?
Sure. So when you go and get your annual physical, your physician will most likely talk to you about what screenings they recommend for you. And some of them are based on age, but also some of them are based on, you know, your genetics in your family.
True.
So, for example, if you have a strong family history of colon cancer, they might suggest that you get a colonoscopy sooner than someone else who doesn't.
Right.
So there's all different scenarios. So definitely go with the advice of your physician. But the screenings, you know, there's colonoscopies, there's mammograms, there's your skin checks, and now we have the lung cancer screening that is now covered by Medicare if you meet that criteria. So that's a wonderful thing. And, you know, like Anna had said, it is about early detection.
It's definitely key.
It is key.
You want to be able to, people get scared and people don't fully understand.
Yes.
But the point is, if you understand, if you know what's coming, that has to come with the detection and go from there. Don't not ask the questions and do not see your doctor.
Right, correct.
Move forward in getting whatever you need. In the end, it's going to work out better for everyone.
Correct. Yes. Ignoring something is not the key.
Right. Nothing's going to get fixed that way.
Not at all.
Just love being Captain Obvious. That's why they give me a microphone.
Sometimes
that's all it takes. Now, here we talked about also prostate and bladder cancer in some of the top ranking. Are those as common? I mean, you don't always hear about them, but for them to be listed, I guess they're more commonplace than I thought.
Yeah, unfortunately they are. You know, it just...
That's what my mother had was bladder cancer.
Yeah.
I come from generations of family members with cancer.
Okay.
So yeah. I can definitely, I'm very active in the sense of making people, and Latins are I could say this historically, known for procrastinating. they're going to get it done, or you know what, it's going to go away, or it's not bad, or you know, let me just eat a little bit more rice and it's going to be fine with a little bit of coffee.
Sure. Well, good for you. One of the programs that we offer is genetic counseling, and that's through our Duke affiliate. And
that's amazing.
And when did the Duke affiliation take place? It's been a while.
I believe we're in our third year.
Oh, terrific.
With oncology. Now, our cardiology program with Duke has been...
just over a decade. Actually, this year coming up, our 2016 will be 10 years
of
our cardiac program.
That's a fantastic affiliation.
Yes.
For certain.
They're phenomenal.
This genealogy type of coaching and counseling, that's interesting.
Yes, it's very interesting. And they follow back, you know, your lines of generation to see, you know, who in your family has had what. And they can really detect, you know, do you have the gene? Do you not have the gene? And so it's really, you know, helpful to families to know, you know, okay, well, you do have the gene. So that means you need to get tested a lot more often than someone who doesn't.
So that would happen directly with their doctor?
Correct.
I see. Now, I did want to ask one quick thing before we get to different programs that are in place there at IRMC. My one question in relation to breast cancer, obviously October is breast cancer awareness. We're just weeks away. The hospital plays a huge role in helping with the public awareness of breast cancer and how it can be treated and prevented and the like. Will we have now a really good breast reconstruction person on site that will be then part of the cancer center?
Well, we are in the process of assembling our team. And so we have many things in store for the future. And certainly breast being the number two killer in Indian River County, that is something that we will definitely consider.
Oh, wow. So that might be something where they can have it all, literally all in one place.
Ideally, once
hopefully.
You get to that
ideally. Point. That certainly makes sense. I know of someone that had to go across the state, and it would just be so great if you could get it in your own backyard.
Correct.
There's something to be said for that. But what you can get in your own backyard seems to be a navigation program and even a pay it forward program. I'm sure our listeners are interested in knowing more about that.
Right. So we have phenomenal navigators that work in the oncology department, and they help patients through a very difficult healthcare system. And I think we can all agree that healthcare is difficult these days.
Well said. I'll drink to that.
Right. A little bit puzzling.
It can be, right? And so,
definitely so.
These navigators, you know, connect with the patient right at diagnosis and help them all the way through till they're either a cure or possibly they've gone into a hospice situation. So they are phenomenal. The patients love them. They call them angels on earth. So
that has to be so valuable because there is a lot of hoops to jump through, a lot of rigmarole and whatnot.
Just to be able to get it right, to be able to know what to do in the next steps.
Right.
So that's the navigation program. So should you, as a listener, know of someone going through this or is just on the cusp of figuring out what their diagnosis may or may not be, this is going to be something in place right here at IRMC. And the Pay It Forward, what's that, Lori?
So the Pay It Forward is funded through philanthropic dollars. And again, we talked previously about the generosity of this community.
And, tremendous.
Right. And so the Pay It Forward Fund helps fund patients' treatment as they go through their cancer diagnosis and treatment. So they really, it's wonderful because otherwise patients may not necessarily be able to afford treatment.
Or continue with it depending on their lifestyle.
Correct. So it's an application process that you go through and to make sure that there's no other funding, Medicare, Medicaid, and then they are able to receive funds through the Pay It Forward program.
That's an amazing program.
That's incredible to know that those things are in place. So for our listeners that are wanting to know more about the new cancer wing that is going to be unveiled in just a few short months, or perhaps they want to know how they can donate, how they can volunteer, what would be a good website for them to visit to get more information? I'm turning this one over to Lewis. I think that's a very confident look on his face.
I agree.
Yes.
Well, I was going to test Lori, see if she knew the website, but all right, I'll fill this one.
Yes, I do.
For the hospital information overall, it's a very simple website, IndianRiverMedicalCenter.com. That simple. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Lori's department over there with the Scully Welch Cancer Center. It's SCullyWelchCancerCenter.com.
Those are relatively easy websites now, aren't they? Yeah. All they have to do is be paying attention and listening well.
That's there right.
Aha! Well, I like it, and I'm sure that you will have a tremendous outpouring of people that are willing to donate their time, their energy, their money, and more importantly, want to be able to contribute to something that's going to be a huge benefactor to our community. And we're happy that you were able to come on the show and tell us more about it. And of course, we're just hoping for VIP passes to the unveiling, and like I said, move a few doctors into town. Life is simple. We don't ask
for
much.
That's all we ask for.
You got it.
It's so simple. It's so simple. Of course. A quick shout out to all of our sponsors, right?
Definitely.
First
please.
And foremost, Florals by Faye.
Well, thank you.
And the Event Firm International. If you have an upcoming big event, consider Faye's services, of course. Hint, hint, clue, clue. Lori, Lewis, just saying.
I got it.
You know it's coming.
We have history with you guys,
it's
so we know
coming
you
guys work. Sandridge, the premier public golf course located off 58th Avenue. If you've gone to the fairgrounds, you've gone too far. Just saying. Foxy Nails, open 7 days a week. They give you wine with the manicure and pedicure. Bonus, White Glove Moving, handsome men with muscle that are guaranteed to give you an easy, affordable move every time. Pacmail Beachside, your shipping experts. Vero Beach Magazine, the first, the only, the premier publication of Vero Beach. The hair studio of Vero that makes me look fabulous. I love my new color. I'm so excited.
Very nice.
Thank you, Lewis. Good man there. And of course, Lifestyle Concierge of Vero. Visit theveroinsiders.com. Tune in next week and every Wine Wednesday. Cheers.
Enjoy.